Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 9th, 2015. It was an age of economic prosperity. In science and technology, things were popping. Along came the nautical steering rudder, the raised relief map, the hydraulic-powered armillary sphere, the seismometer, the use of negative numbers in mathematics, and paper. Yes, the Han Dynasty, 206 BC to 220 AD, was really a golden age in Chinese history. Way before ancient China came up with paper, which is made from wood or rags that are disintegrated into tiny fibers, ancient Egyptians and other Mediterranean cultures were writing on papyrus, made from the Cyprus papyrus plant, which was dried and woven. We can thank the Muslims living on the Iberian Peninsula in the 8th century for coming up with ways to streamline the papermaking process and beginning the industrialization and spread of paper manufacture. Eventually, people all over the Middle East, Asia, and Europe were using paper, mostly for writing. But, back to China, this time in the Tang Dynasty, paper had also been folded and sewn into little square bags to preserve the flavor of tea, and used to make paper cups, paper napkins, paper money, and for toilet paper. But no one before the 2nd century BC, wrapped gifts in paper. Well, maybe they did, and they just didn't write about it. The first documented use of paper is from ancient China, where it was used for wrapping and protecting delicate bronze mirrors. Today, maybe literally today, the 9th of December, we're wrapping presents in paper. If we're wrapping presents of delicate bronze mirrors in paper, we're really bringing it full circle. There's another option, by the way, besides reusing paper and gift bags from last year, wrap sacks. You buy these cloth sacks at wrapsacks.com, which come in different sizes and patterns, and you can enter the code written on the tag inside onto their website and track the sack. It's wrapping that you're genuinely supposed to reuse, and not just sheepishly, as if it hadn't been ripped off a package of socks from last year and then folded into new creases and stuffed in a drawer. Oh, am I the only one who does that? Anyway, something to think about in these environmentally cautious days. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.